Blog Talk Radio.
If I told you that you could own your own business on the internet, your own travel business on the internet, and you'd save money every time you travel, and when your friends and family book travel, would you mind getting paid the commission? And number three, would you mind getting paid if you told somebody about this business? That's all the business is.
Virginia, good morning. Who else?
Good morning.
Houston.
Houston, good morning. Who else?
Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. Who else?
Good morning, Alabama.
Alabama, good morning. Who else is out there?
Here, Michigan.
Michigan, good morning. Who else?
Boston.
Yes.
Good morning, Boston. Who else is out there?
Hey, Texas.
Come on, Liz.
Good morning.
New York.
Good morning, New York. Good morning. Good morning. Who else? Good morning, everybody. Good morning and happy Monday and happy Memorial Day. This is Marcia Pruitt, and I'm in Detroit, Michigan. Boy, am I sure having a great time with family and with friends and really, really excited that all of you got up anyway on this Memorial Day weekend to join us. Good morning to you. I just want to quickly go through some of our announcements. We know about convention. We know that's coming up in August. We're getting at least 10% of our team, and we're also registering for all those YTV University classes all ahead of time, and we're all pushing 10% of our team to be there. Also, remember that we've got red carpet. I believe that's next week. June 3rd is on Tuesday. We hope to see many, many of you there. That is certainly going to be a blowout event in St. Louis next Tuesday at our red carpet. We know, of course, to book our cruise, that the Harvest is Plenty cruise is coming up. Boy, we are in a serious, serious countdown, aren't we? We're in a serious countdown for the Harvest is Plenty cruise, which is sailing out of Miami, Florida on June 30th of this year. That's going to be, you can go to your favorite YTV travel site, and then I click on groups, and then look for number one. It says Cruise with Coach Tomer, June 30th, 2008. And we're so excited to have Coach Tomer with us on our cruise, and he will be giving live in-person training. I know that it will be a one-of-a-kind training. I am very excited to see all of you there and also to meet many of your family and friends. Now, even though that today is a holiday, we are having all of our calls today. Why? Because we're blitzing, and you don't stop for a blitz. So tonight, we're going to have at least two people. You're going to meet them. You're going to talk to them today. You're going to be meeting with your family and friends. Have at least two people on the call tonight. That call is going to take place on this line at 9 p.m. Central Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Time will be a wonderful business presentation done by our directors, Roland Latours and Craig Sweet. So have a couple of new people on the line tonight to hear about a business that really is changing so many people's lives. There is a Jet Set Directors meeting today. Like I said, we're doing all of our meetings today, so same time and same place. Now also remember that after that wonderful business presentation at 9 p.m. at 9:30 Eastern Time and 10:30 Eastern Time and 9:30 Central Time, then we're going to have leadership training on this line, and that's going to be headed up by our director, Craig Sweet. So make sure to be on the line, because after you've talked to so many people this weekend, you want to help them get started. And remember, for 24-hour access and 24-hour, we've got a 24-hour hotline. We've got a sizzle call, full presentation, a validation, even some help of getting started fast. And all you got to do is dial the number and plug in. That number is area 512-404-1250. All right, everybody, let's go ahead and get ready to bring on our leader. As you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. He's our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite circle of champions. But what we all love and appreciate, especially today, is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Let's greet him this morning with a very warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to each of you. Good morning to all of the champions that are on this line today. Good morning to you, and happy, happy Memorial Day. You know, Memorial Day is just such a special holiday, and I think a lot of times, you know, we all take off of work, and it's a holiday. We watch the game. We all cook out, and, you know, we all get together with our family and our friends, and yay, it's a holiday. But every once in a while, we have to really stop and recognize the significance of what Memorial Day is really all about. It's about those people who have given their lives and given, just paid the price for each and every one of us on this call and each and every one of us in this country, and just dedicated their time and their efforts and given all in service to our country, and those who have fallen in doing so. And we just stop and pay homage to them on this day, you know. So for all of you who did serve in the military, and those of you who lost loved ones, who paid the price, who sacrificed for the freedom that all of us enjoy every moment that we live in this country, and this special day, we want to just stop and sincerely thank them, you know. And as we get together and we do those things that we talked about, we have cookouts and we gather together, watch the basketball game, and we go play golf, and we just share special time with family and with friends. You know, we're just creating memories, ladies and gentlemen, creating memories, special times, and things that we'll look back on and just enjoy. And for those things that we've done, people have paid the price. You know, it just reminds me about the price that we pay in this business. You know, I see so many people come aboard and look in their eye and they're just so excited they got the new business, and they're just suffering a little bit from the economy and suffering from the price of gas and suffering from things going on in their job and not being where they want to be with their kids or their family and having to endure some of the pains from what a job will take or pains from what it takes to help carve out a life for a family. We all do those things, and we all just continue to push forward as we go. Ladies and gentlemen, there's always a price to pay. There's just always a price to pay, and I'm proud of each and every one of you for the price that you're paying for this business and the price that you pay to help others. And we truly are in the business of helping others. And I just look at what some of the directors do. I'm looking at Craig Sweet and just know the kind of weekend he's had. He's off to Seattle and spent some time with a special, special group there in Seattle, and then off to Alaska, believe it or not. And in Alaska, it was just such a warm reception. He called me from the limousine, and they put together a white knight event there that I heard was just so incredible. And then having the CRTA there and just helping the team that's growing leaps and bounds there in Alaska. And that's a price Craig is paying for, to help his team and to help the people there. And if that price, it's appreciated. I look at what Roland is doing. We're doing the red carpet event, and then we're going together to, I believe it's to New Jersey and a few other cities, and the price that we're paying. We're up early in the morning and getting on this call and getting our people on it. It's just the price that we're paying. I just want to thank each and every one of you for being such team members to pay the price in this business and pay the price on behalf of your family. I want to just pause for a second, ladies and gentlemen, and bring on my partner in success. I'm talking about everybody's hero, third-level director, multiple President's Club wing, wearing big-time bonus earning. Please help me welcome to the line, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Roland Arturis. Good morning, Roland! I'm so used to hearing Roland's voice at this time. Roland, are you there? Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, James. Man, I'm just so appreciative, James, of this day. Just as you mentioned it, man, our hearts go out to those who served and those who lost loved ones, you know, and you know, we just want to tell you that we love you, and we thank you for all that you've done. If you lost a loved one, you know, in the military, a white servant, or if you served yourself, man, we just thank you, man. And today is your day, so you enjoy it, you know, and we just thank you, James. What an awesome way to start the call, by paying the price, man. Those who are right now on this call is, you know, paying the price, James. And paying the price is not always easy, James. It hurts, you know, it's hard, you know. But I do know one thing, James, that it's worth that it is worth it, James. And I'm just honored to be part, you know, of your team. I'm honored to be part of the organization. I'm just honored to be part of this wonderful, wonderful nation, man. That, you know, that freedom, we have the freedom, and other people don't have the freedom. And I just thank God, you know, for being a blessing to those and those in the military being a blessing to us, James. I'm just grateful this morning, man. And I'm just waiting. Go ahead, to get some barbecue chicken.
Well, you know, Roland, I share in your heartfelt sentiment. I really, really do. It's just a special day, and I just want to make sure that each and every one of us took time just to understand how special we all feel for those who have lost loved ones. But Roland, we are all paying a price, and we're paying a price on behalf of others, but we're also paying the price on behalf of what we want, on behalf of our personal growth, on behalf of what we're learning and what we're striving, how we're growing, what we're striving for. I mean, that it just comes with a price to pay. And we've been talking a little bit lately on this call about how to change maybe some aspects about yourself that you wish were better and what you kind of have to go through. And we've had certain people come over. We're going to do something very special on this call tomorrow. You know, our goal is really very clear. That's 100 a month in your power team, which will grow to 100 a week in your power team, and to produce that type of income. And I believe it can be done by just something simple. I'm not sure what it was. I had a conversation with Coach Tomer and told him what our goal was on this call and all the things that we have in place, the 512-24-hour hotline, and how it's helping. I'm getting so much feedback, Roland, about people who are using that for the Get Started session, using that as a sizzle call to pique someone's interest, using it as a full presentation along with the validation. People are using that. It's growing in the calls, the opportunity calls that we have at night. Now people are getting on there and growing their teams and using that as their validation step. And just the conversation specialists that we've created on this call and how we're each going out every day and piquing people's interest and doing these sort of things. And we presented all of this to Coach, and I asked him what was the secret ingredient, what was the one thing that could help us get there, Coach. And he shared that with me, and we're going to be talking about that this week. We're going to be talking about how each and every one of us can plant such a small seed each day, small seed each day. You know, God's burden is always very light, and produce just magnificent results with that. You know, we're going to bring up some people on this line this week. I have Coach Tomer, some of the superstar jet set directors, and we're really going to be refining our skills and how to get there. So please make sure that this week that you're plugged in, and make sure that some of the context that you had. You know, Roland, I noticed as we were gathering with family and doing those things I talked about, having cookouts and all, you know, I just observed, Roland. It's like a fly on the wall sometimes. I was just listening, and, you know, people are complaining. People are complaining about the price of gas. People are complaining about their jobs. They're complaining about they just don't have time. And I'm just sitting here listening, and I'm just hearing multiple conversations of complaining in different degrees, but complaining nonetheless. And I'm just thinking to myself how we hold the key. We have the answer that can help people. But unfortunately, everybody won't be willing to pay the price. You know, I look at this industry, Roland. I look at this industry, and, you know, we have an unlimited compensation plan, unlimited compensation plan. You can literally make as much money as you want to, but you look at the industry and you look at the statistics, Roland, and it seems to be just a few, a small percentage that really make $100,000 a month, that really go on and become millionaires. Why is it that small percentage, Roland, out of everybody that's involved, why only so far a few have achieved that special? Why? Is it that they want it any less? Is it that they don't listen a percentage of the time? But really, it all comes down to the ability to pay the price. And I just know the heart and the mind and the spirit of those who are on this call. And I want to stop and thank you this morning for paying the price. Believe it or not, you may not think being on this call is paying that big of a price, but every little thing counts. So we have to be better in every single area, every day. I really believe success is using everything that God gave you to be the best that you could be on a daily basis. And that becomes difficult to do, and it comes at a price. But success is just so worth it, as you mentioned, Roland. It's just so worth it to see the look in your family's eye when you're there with them. And it's just, I want to talk a little bit, Roland, about what to do today. What to do today. You know, here we are, it's Memorial Day. We're going to see lots of people. I think the seeds that we plant today And by going out and planting those seeds and asking particular questions of how things are going, are you having the best year you've ever had? If you give people an opportunity, they will complain. And when they complain, here comes the need. All of a sudden, we're simply satisfying a need. Have you heard about what people are doing from home that are like what you're describing? Have you heard about some of the money that people are making and what they're doing? Have you, you know, if we're looking for the gold, Roland, if we're looking for the silver lining in the cloud, if we're looking for the opportunity, if we're asking the right questions, opportunities, they just appear all around. It's like I have to try not to talk about YTV sometimes. It's just the need for it is just so there during conversation. So make sure that everyone tonight is utilizing the tools and have somebody to dial up on your cell phone and have them listen to the introduction call, step one, and let somebody hear that. You don't have to go on and on yourself. Just pop into a tool. If we are looking for our opportunities to plant the right seed with the right people today, then we should be able to utilize the tools that we have today set up. And I'm talking about the conference call with Roland the Tourist and Craig Sweet, just all the testimonies they have. Sometimes it comes in handy at a family gathering. You can utilize that. Well, I just think it's important for those of us who are continuously looking to improve to take advantage of some of the seeds we can plant, some of the connections we can make, some of the family members that we see. We can just take an opportunity to take advantage of all those things that are there, Roland. Do you all have cookouts planned, Roland? Are you all going to put something on the grill? You got your barbecue, your special sauce. I mean, what do you guys got going on?
Well, James, I got my drive-by cookout gear going. I'm going to go and I'm just going to eat off of everybody's food and go from one party to the next, go to one beach to the next. We're just going to have a good time here, James. And you're right, James. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to pique people's interest, man. And while people are just sitting there complaining about the economy, I said, man, I just found a way where I could, you know, make an extra $6,000 guaranteed. While people struggle with gas, man, I found a way, man. I just tapped into that to what I believe is the next Microsoft, man. And you know, matter of fact, I have a VIP number and get them on that 1-800, you know, conference call number. Let them hear the sizzle call, you know, and then validate it tonight with the meeting. Craig and I is going to be on. It's going to be an awesome, man. He's going to be live from Alaska. We're going to have a good time, man. So all we're going to do today, James and Michelle and I and people on my team, we're going to edify this conference call. We're going to edify the 1-800 number. We're going to put so many people on the sizzle call. So I'm going to make sure I charge my phone and say, man, you got to hear this, man. Come listen to this right here. And I just found something special, man. And, you know, and just edify the call and get them on the calls, James. It's going to be awesome, man, what we're going to do. I just really believe that you're exactly right, James, that people are going to be complaining. People are going to be talking about gas prices. People are going to be talking about the layoffs, man. We here in the Miami area, man, the teachers were on the base about to lose their jobs, man. They were trying to find a way they could cut back, you know, thousands of jobs, you know, from the teachers, man. And things are not safe right now, James. You know, we have these, you know, these companies are filing for bankruptcy, you know, so people are not in a safe place. You know, but while they're worrying, you know, I can say, man, I just found a way I can make an extra $500, $6,000 a month, man. And, you know, and we just have an answer, you know, and we're smiling, we're happy, and our posture is great. You know, we're not worrying, man. And, you know, and while they're sitting there in their little worry circle, you know, we're having fun, man. Why are you worried about that, man? Just make more money, you know, man. I found a way, you know, and just to be able to say, listen, you know, I think I found the next, you know, Microsoft, you know, I think I found the next great investment. So you can talk to anybody, any conversation about the stock, you know, about a company, you know, about where we are, about the guarantee, about the benefits, and everything we have, James, is just good news. And people want to hear good news. So that sizzle calls, listen, I can't talk about mobile here. You just listen to this. You got 3 minutes here. Listen to this. And I just slam my phone in their face, bop. You know, not the barbecue chicken out their hand. You know, just let them listen, you know, and then say this. We have a VIP call later on tonight. I'm going to put you on that call, and you can hear some of the millionaires, some of the people who are doing it on the call tonight. And I'll call you back and follow up with you and give their name and number. So I'm going to have a list out there and just, you know, just get the word out, James, about YTP, the good news that we have, man. And just change so many lives today on this Memorial Day weekend.
Well, you know, Roland, the key is having the correct posture when you do that. Now, I can envision you doing that, Roland. I can envision you with the potato salad and the barbecue sauce and and the food, and I can envision you with your cell phone and popping somebody in the head with it. But see, the way you do what we do, they're having the correct posture. You know, every once in a while, somebody's overzealous, Roland, overzealous, and they just bust out right there in the middle of the serving line, break out their computer, and start giving the presentation. It just comes across wrong. So we make sure that we're utilizing the proper posture and we're planting the proper seeds. And yes, you can pop them in the head with your cell phone, but how you pop them? You know, and just having that correct posture and making sure that we exemplify happiness and change and we're bright and we're bubbling. What are you so excited about? Having that proper posture is just so, so important, Roland. And I've got so many people. We play golf, Roland. I've only played golf 3 times in my life, but I got together with a couple of friends, and I didn't mention anything about Waikiki because I knew it would come up all by itself. And sure enough, a guy says, what are you doing nowadays, James? And I said, man, I'm living a good life, dude. You hear? I'm living a good life. See, I'm talking about the lifestyle. You know, he starts being drawn in, doing what? Oh, you know, my wife was looking at some sort of options that we could probably do for something. Like, hey, man, why not get your gas free? Y'all got free gas? Well, you know, we got enough money in gas. It don't matter what it costs. Oh, I see. You just start talking about the lifestyle. And now we're meeting them for lunch today, you know, and you know, I'm bringing my computer to that meeting. I can't wait to talk with him. He's super top executive at Ford and his wife. It's just, we grew up together, you know. But the way he was just, like, drawn in by my conversation, by things we talked about, having that correct posture. Boy, if you have that, they can't wait, Roland, to hear what you're talking about. So when you got the right posture, they want to hear, really? Tell me more about that. They want to hear what you're talking about. You got to have the right posture and just drip just right. And all of a sudden they want to know, yeah, I'll meet you. We can get together and talk. Yeah, we sure can. I know I need me something. I've been looking for something. The right posture will develop the need that we're here to help and that leading with love, Roland. We talked about that so much. I'm going to have so many people on tonight's call, Roland. And I'm excited about what we're going to do on this call. We're going to have a special Jet Set director I'm not going to announce right now on the call tomorrow talking about what he's found and how it's helping his entire team. It's going to be on. We're going to have Coach Tomer on this week, Roland, talking a little bit about some of the things coming up and what he thinks is the missing ingredient that no one's doing. You know, Roland, I just heard that coach's call this past Saturday. I just love what I heard. Man, it was just so powerful. Coach talking about what it takes to win and just go to work. That's the way you can beat somebody with more talent. You can beat somebody with more brains. You can beat somebody with more experience. You can just beat them by outworking them. Just outworking them. And this work that we do, we're conversation specialists with the proper posture and how we stand and how we think attracts people, and what we say just attracts people. And I'm excited about each and every one of you success magnets going out amongst your family and your friends today and being, if you listen to people and you ask them the right questions, they will begin to complain. And what we're here to do is help soothe that ache, help soothe that missing price of gas is too much. I can help you with that. Help soothe that. But how we do that by having the proper posture really is the key. And Roland, you said it. It's by edifying, by talking good about something, whether it's the call tonight, talking good about that residual income, talking good about the free insurance, talking good about how you felt getting your $10,000 bonus, talking good about how it's going to feel getting that $10,000 bonus, and just edifying and lifting up. That's what attracts people to what you're saying. Edification, the power of it is just so strong. And, Roland, I'm going to be edifying you and edifying Craig from Alaska tonight and edifying what's going on that people just don't know. But I've got the secret code. See, the posture is there, Roland. That really is the key, Roland, you know. And I'm excited, Roland. I want you to know that we've been looking at different white outfits for the Harvest 20 cruise, Roland, and just the speakers that are going to be on that cruise. And Marcia brought up something to me that I haven't stopped thinking about, and that is how often do we get a chance to be mentored face-to-face, live in person, by Coach Tomer, the guy that wrote the plan, the wisest man I can know today. How often do we get a chance? And knowing that on the Harvest is Plenty cruise, that special time that you're going to get, Roland, special time that Marcia is going to get, Michelle, myself, all of you on the special time. You see, I've had those special times, Roland, with Coach. We had a special time with Coach Roland, you and I did in China that I can't stop thinking about. It's just a conversation today, you know, but the content of the conversation, I can't stop thinking about that conversation that I had with Coach Legette, and he says, James, I really think I can mentor you to billionaire status. I can't stop thinking about that. And him telling me he thought I was a perfect student, I can't stop, Roland, having those conversations with Coach, live and in person, and getting the tutelage direct from him. You know, I see some of our people, Roland, and I'm all down for personal development and personal growth, but I see some people that are seeking the advice outside of our company from other teachers and success coach, and we've got the coach here, hundreds of millions of dollars he's achieved in his lifetime. This company he's leading and coaching and mentoring 10,000 million, Roland, and I'm one. And you're next. And people, you're knowing you can get this time with Coach on that cruise, Roland, I'm not going to let that chance that opportunity pass by. I'm taking that very, very serious. I'm going to live in his back pocket on that cruise, Roland. I want to hear I'm excited about what the future holds for you, what the future holds for all of us, Roland. So now let me tell you, I've got my gym shoes on and my shorts. And I'm ready to begin this day. We've got the barbecue sauce already prepared. We're ready, and all of us have an opportunity to put ourselves in position. Whether in position today, whether in position on that cruise, we have a chance to put ourselves in position to receive the harvest by which we have been feeding and planting and building. And every single day, Roland, we're going to seize the day. Not just see the day, but seize the day. We can't affect yesterday, and we can't affect tomorrow, but we certainly can affect today, Roland, because all of us are one recruit away from an explosion. Roland, we talked about a lot of good things on this call. I want to make sure everybody calls up more folks and get your team on this call, because tomorrow we're going to have a superstar jet set director talking about what has been the missing ingredient, and you know, he's right. We're going to bring it direct to you. So have a wonderful Memorial Day. Roland, I want to turn the call over to you to close out like you do each and every morning. My friend, please take it away.
James, I'm hearing you talking about coaching. You're absolutely right. I just cannot wait to get an opportunity once again to be with Coach in an intimate setting on that cruise, man. Every time I'm around Coach, he says something that's just powerful, that just changed my life, you know, and I just can't get enough of being with Coach. But as I close this call, I'd just like to let everyone know that every battle is in your hands for you to fight. Every battle that is placed in your hands is for you to fight through it. You know, we know people that, you know, that are diagnosed with fatal illnesses, you know, and sometimes because they're just diagnosed, they give up right away. But then we have others that just fight their way through it. You know, they keep thinking positive. They just know that they're going to be successful. And they just shock the doctors, because the doctors don't know how that person is still alive or why they're still alive. But that's because they're fighting. They're fighting that battle. You may have, you know, battles where your family, you know, your marriage, you know, may be struggling right now. But every battle that is in your hands for you to fight for it, to fight for it. Don't just give up, but fight for what's yours. And you know, we talk about these successful marriages, these people that live on for 50, you know, get married for like 50 years, you know, and here we are, sometimes we're married for 2 or 3 years, and a battle comes up, and everybody wants to just run around and run away and separate, you know. But the people who last for the 50 years, you know, of marriage are those who fought their way through and fought through every battle. And even the same goes true for your finances. Man, if your finances are struggling right now and you're in a battle, every battle that's in your hands is there for the fight, you know. So you got to fight your way through this battle. Fight your way through. We're here with you, and we're going to do this, you know, together as a team. Your business right now is in your hand. If you're not successful with your business right now and things are not going the way you want it to go to, every battle is in your hands for you to fight. And we're not going to give up. We're going to keep pushing. We're going to push our way all the way through convention, through the Harvest of 20 cruise, and until we start skipping levels here in 2008. So on behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle, the tourist, we want to wish you a wonderful, wonderful Memorial Day. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. Be blessed. See you tonight on the call. Bye-bye.
All right. You heard it live again this morning, the Jet Set Morning Call. Hey, Monty, you there?
I'm here, Satawa. How you doing, man? Happy Memorial Day.
Hey, happy Memorial Day to you also, my brother. You know, hey, man, it covered a lot this morning. We also have another caller on the line, 901-502-8398.
Pamela Ann.
Yeah, that's me. Pamela Ann Hurd. Listen.
Who's that?
It's Pamela
Ann. Pamela Ann Hurd.
All right. Hey, I hadn't had a chance to talk to you yet. Welcome aboard the team, and hey, thanks for joining in on the call this morning. You can see this is what we listen to on the mornings, Monday through Friday. These are led by millionaires, and the whole purpose of this call is to help people get their attitude right and start their day off right and jumpstart their business. And glad to be able to have you on today, Pamela.
Oh, glad to be here.
All right. And Monty, share what you got out of listening to what they shared this morning, you know, while we got a few minutes left before, you know, we go off the radio.
Well, Satawa, you know, you and I, we're veterans. We were both in the United States Navy, and I just want to give a shout-out to all the vets out there and all the families that have lost loved ones and, you know, in the protection of our country. You know, I want to do that first, but they put out a lot of information this morning, very interesting information. And what I see, Satawa, is, you know, we just got to move forward. I mean, everybody out here listening, you know, on the radio and whatnot, we've got to move forward. We've got the right product. We're in the right place at the right time. We've just got to take advantage of these times because, like they say, people are hurting. You know, gas is about to run everybody out of business. People are having trouble going to work because they can't afford the gas. But we've got the solution, folks. We have the solution. YTB, Your Travel Biz, we have the solution to help people put more money in their pockets. And, you know, we should just look at ourselves as being a blessing to people and just go out some help and help some people, Satawa.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when he was talking about that, you know, one of the things that I focused in on a couple of days ago, you know, when I was listening to our team training call, when Al Peltier said that gas is probably going to get up to about $5.50 a gallon between now and the end of the summer, which means people with a 20-gallon gas tank is going to cost them $100 to fill up. And I know people that do a lot of commuting back and forth to work, and so they need a solution. And, you know, we have a solution. And, you know, the thing again is, as Roland and James were sharing, how to have the right posture to be able to share the solution with people so that people will hear the solution. Because it's one thing to have a solution, but if you don't know how to get the message across, then people will miss it.
Hello?
So the posture is very, very important. What did you get out of the call this morning, Pamela?
Well, you know, I liked it that being positiveness, you know, about wanting to do something, wanting to get something, putting that effort into doing it. And I also liked it about the posture, how you could present yourself to make a person listen. And that's very important because I do that every day at my job.
Okay.
And I'm on the telephone, you know. So posture, I like that word, posture. Even though it means sit up, you know, walk, you know, with dignity, you know. But you have to talk with dignity also.
Right.
I like that part. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree
with you. That was good. That was real good for me.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm using that now. Posture. Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I agree with you 100%. You know, I've done some
phone
solicitation at times, and part of, you know, doing the phone solicitation, I knew it, when I had people on the phone, is I had to learn how to be able to make small talk on the phone to keep them interested in staying on the line and not just go for the, you know, just go for whatever it is that I was trying to market or sell, but, you know, asking them, you know, how's the weather where you at and stuff like that, you know.
Then people
start to talk.
The weather is beautiful. It's like about 80-something. I'm walking down the street now. I'm doing my morning exercise.
Okay.
My family is from – I'm from Chicago. But I'm down here in Memphis, and I'm enjoying this by myself, starting over. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to dig me some roots and plant me a seed for myself, you know. Kids grown, and I want to do something different. So
and Pam, tell them where you are now.
I'm in Memphis, Tennessee right now.
There you go.
Right now on the street. I'm on Get Well.
No, I'm talking about your city. Your city.
My city is Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm in Memphis, Tennessee, southeast Memphis. Walking down the street doing my morning exercise. Yeah, it's beautiful here.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, great.
Well, great. Uh-huh. Glad to have both of y'all on the call this morning, and we can go ahead and wrap up. Anything you like to share, Monty, as we wrap up?
Yes, folks. Just remember what this day is all about. And YTB people, go out and help somebody.
And again, to reiterate what Monty shared, you know, hey, to all of my friends and family members out there, you know, enjoy your day. To fellow veterans, you know, hey, you know, take time to reflect. You know, I think about some of my friends that I lost when I was in Vietnam, and, you know, just what that means to, you know, their family and those who have lost loved ones in Iraq and Afghanistan, and those that are praying for, you know, this stuff to come to a solution so that people can come back home and get out of harm's way. You know, our prayers go out to them today, and, you know, just remember that we have something to share that's very special that can help people, and just go out and share, and God bless everybody listening to this call, and God bless everybody listening to this in the archive, and hey, everyone just have a beautiful, wonderful day. Peace out.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.